And now it's time to go and talk legal matters with Peter Allam. Today we're talking about home security. Peter, very good morning. Welcome on this bright Monday morning.
Yes, morning to everybody. Lovely morning. Bit of a bergwind when I left home, but it's a little bit cooler coming towards East London from the coast. This morning's chat is security, but before I just go on to that, an interesting decision that came out from a court matter on the 9th of May relates to antenuptial contracts that are signed. And it's quite important because in many a divorce case lately, the commencement values in antenuptial contracts has been challenged and various courts have found it to be challengeable. But the Supreme Court itself, the highest court that we have here, on the 9th of May, in a matter, ruled that antenuptial contracts are conclusively binding and cannot be challenged during divorce proceedings, even if they were wildly inaccurate. In other words, a lot of people go and have their ANC done and give an estimate value. Mm. My estate is worth $10,000 and Mrs. Estate is worth $5,000. So the point I'm making is be careful. Mm. Do it properly. You can go to an attorney who explains everything. And I'm proud to say, like we do here at Allam's, we will get an accurate figure for you of values of what to put into your antenuptial contract so that it's not just a wild card guess. Mm. As they do, yeah. So the court there found, when you say I do, you mean I do, and you accept the terms and conditions of the antenuptial, the ANC contract that you have signed prior to getting married.
So in other words,
it's just a little point on the side there.
Make sure that you do it properly.
Make sure family law is caught up with those people who continue to challenge. You know, you get people that have been married 10, 20 years, they come along and say, ah, no, that was never, ever the value.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, that's it. That's
interesting,
an important
thing. Interesting stuff.
Then we go, you know, we move over now to today's chat. Last week, we chatted about basically firearms and things like that, which was what led me now to thinking the last chat is going to be protecting your home, because the next thing that we have is that people say, oh, they carry a firearm for security in case somebody breaks into the house. The cameras are there for security and things like that. Yes, those are two factors. But it's also very important that when choosing security for your home, you make sure that you do it correctly.
Right.
So a common thing these days, unfortunately, in this day and age, and it's all over the world, nobody must tell me that it's just South Africa with all the nonsense that's going on at the moment about who's right and who's wrong with crime and disclosure of crime and that type of thing, is a lot of people have an electric fence around their home. A lot of people have big dogs, you know, in their yards. But, you know, dogs are easily enticed to come and I've seen so many instances. In fact, I had one last week where they came into the house, they found the big dogs, they put poisonous meat down, and as a result, the dog is dead, and in they go. So, you know, it's not always just a high fence, an electrical fence, or that will protect you. The more important thing is to make sure that you have proper security. And one of the ways is a robust security system backed up by reliable response and maintenance teams. In fact, it's a strong deterrent. And in and around East London and out on the coast as well, we have a lot of it. We have security companies who do patrols. We have a lot of homes that are linked to the security companies. Offices are linked. So if there's any action that happens on the property, there's an alarm that goes off and that type of thing. So you need to make sure that what you've got to secure your home is correct, because there are many, many different aspects of security. I mean, if you just look at the various things, housebreaking is one. That's where a burglary takes place when the people in the home are away. It's the most common crime experienced in South Africa. You know, it's incredible the stats that are on it. They're unbelievable. And that's mainly where people watch, or people get a tip off. Oh, you know, Wayne has gone away for a week. His house is empty. There's nobody there. You know, People blame the nannies, people blame the gardeners, people blame the neighbors, but you never know who it is, and you need to be cautious in that regard. So that's one form of security that is there, that's dangerous, which is housebreaking. Of course, and that's completely different to house robbery. You know, house robbery is where the people are actually inside. It's a violent crime. It takes place when the people are home, people are sleeping. Despite that, they break into the house, hoping that people don't wake up. If the people do wake up, I mean, the other day there was the incident where three people were shot dead, you know, whilst they were busy punishing the husband and the baby, little, I mean, an innocent baby lying in a cot. They were trying to strangle, as far as I know. I think that's what it was in the papers the other day. Yeah. And you know, that's what you call a home robbery.
Right.
And it's there. And, of course, the other one is pure theft of personal property. I mean, you know, that's, you never know who it is. It can be your own child, can be visitors, can be the nanny, can be the gardener, can be anybody walking past and sees a door open and sneaks in and steals something. So you need to protect against housebreaking, home robbery, and basically theft. Those are the three aspects that you need to protect your home against. And yes, many security companies offer a solution to that. You need to find the right service provider. You need to make sure that your family is safe and that you'll get the right report back. And you know, you've got to weigh costs against an alarm system works. Yes, definitely does. It can act as a deterrent. You know, a lot of places have an alarm that the minute somebody comes in, it goes off. Sometimes they monitor that and see what the quick response is, and then test it, and then next minute they nab your house, and you don't know what the heck you're going to do because you've been broken into, or that type of thing. So what you need to do, my advice today, is that if you're going to get security for your home, look at all the options. Look at fencing. Look at dogs as a protection. They can be good, you know. Look at burglar alarms. Look at the security companies, and all that type of thing. And to arrive at that, obviously, you need to ascertain the location where you are. What is my area? Is it a high crime rate or not? What is the property size and layout? You know, what do I need? Do I need extra cameras and things like that on my house? You know, cameras are a very common thing these days, and very good, because these days you could have your camera on your phone, and if something goes wrong or somebody enters your yard, it gives you an alarm. You can immediately go in and see what it is.
Yeah.
I find them extremely good. I really think that they are useful. But that depends on your property size and layout. Your larger homes require more extensive coverage. You've got to see, have you got bush adjoining your property, or you open all around? Do you have neighbors that can see and hear what's happening? And then, of course, you know, your existing security measure, your treddy doors, your burglar bars, you know, do they need upgrading? Are they easily removable, and things like that? So you need to have a look when sorting out your security at all those different aspects to make sure that you are properly covered and that you're doing the right thing for yourself. Security companies, yes, I know Nahoon, where my home is in town, have a lot of security companies that are servicing the area. In my opinion, they are all good. On the groups that we have, security groups, the reaction time is good. Sometimes they're 2-3 that all retaliate and come out at the same time, which is great. They appear to work together. But, of course, it's the same old problem. People don't want to pay to get that service. People expect it for nothing. You know, those companies can't do that. They're driving out petrol. The staff need to be paid. They have expenses and things like that. So, you know, it's wise that you join a group and that you pay the minimum fee that there is for security. It does protect you. Don't say, oh, I've never had a burglary in 10 years. Why must I worry? Because when they hit you, then all of a sudden you wake up and say, oh, hell, I should have.
You should have.
Like that. Yeah. like the East Coast at the moment, they've got those lovely security cameras, but nobody's contributing towards it, you know, and that's a hurting thing, because they can track that whole of Shafley Road with cameras, which is really great, and all they're asking is homes to provide a little minimal amount of 75 rand per month, which is not happening, you know. But they need that, because they've got a group that are active. If something happens, they'll respond. They can check on the cameras. They can track down. I mean, there have been many an incident out there where they've tracked, you know, break-ins through to other places, recovered motor vehicles, recovered stock on our East Coast. So it's something that you need to have a look at and do. And, you know, they can always just give us a chat, and I can put them onto the people that are doing that. I'm sure it's on your radio somewhere, show as well, or well, not show, but on the program, on the WhatsApp and the Facebook, who they are and what they are. So, yes, you need to research your security companies as well. You need to see what reputation they have in your area. Don't just say, okay, I'm going to Joseph Security, but they have no other homes in the area. So, you know, you're wasting your time. You need to say, I'm going to use Wayne Security. Wayne does the East Coast. His vehicle travels 24 hours a day. He's got shifts, and there's somebody on duty.
Yes.
That's what you need to look at and make sure you've got the right person. And you also must make sure, one of the most important things and factors, it's all about being with a weapon property license, with a motor vehicle property license. Similarly, every security company has to have the PSIRA, P-S-I-R-A, which is the Private Security Industry Regulatory Authority Certificate. They must be registered and be current. You need to ask them to produce that. It's like when you buy a house, you ask for electrical certificate, a wood borer certificate, perhaps, and a gas certificate. If you're going to use a company, and if they have a good reputation, they will have that certificate.
Yes.
They will be accredited as well. And then also don't just go, oh, my friend's got this person and they're only 50 rand a month, whereas other people are paying 150.
Yeah.
Make sure that you complete services and see what it is. Does it include armed response? Does it include monitoring? Does it include CCTVs and smart home systems and things like that? You know, it's all very well just to get a basic, oh, I pay 50 rand a month and I'm covered. I haven't had a burglary. Yes, you're lucky, mate. You know, make sure that the security company, what you pay for is what you get.
Yeah.
You know, what is it, that old saying, goedkoop is whatever it is.
Goedkoop is deedkoop.
Yeah.
You know, penny wise, pound foolish.
Penny wise, pound foolish. Very important. I mean, you know, make sure that you do the right thing. I mean, so many, it's with anything in life. You buy something cheap, it only lasts a little while. You spend a bit of money and you buy something decent and it lasts a lifetime. So when you do that, your first start has been finding a reputable security company or a reputable system that you're going to put into your house. It could be cameras, which may not need a security company. You could monitor it yourself and that type of thing. You know, a lot of people in gated areas, they just have cameras that they monitor. So in other words, they put a little camera into every room in the house. They can go room by room. You get those these days that are quite nice and fairly cheap to install. But of course, if you're going to go to a security company, like we said, don't be penny wise and pound foolish. Make sure that you check what the installation costs are, what the monthly costs are, what the additional charges are. Don't just say, oh, I've got an alarm company at 150 Rand. And then, you know, if they come out on a call out, there's an extra fee because you didn't look at it properly on the agreement, which often happens. And they, I think they only charge depending on the nature of the call. You know, some companies I know at one stage used to have, if you make a false call, they used to charge you for that separately because you've taken everything away from where the normal patrol is coming your one. So check what your setup is, your installation costs at the beginning. You know, they will put an alarm in. The alarm can be monitored back in most instances to the security company. There is a monthly fee. You need to ascertain what it covers, you know. Is it a discounted fee for a residential complex? Is it a fee that's split between the whole complex and things like that? Do you need to fit separate alarms and that into your home and all that? So make sure you understand the costs and the setup.
Mm-hmm.
Costs
mm-hmm.
and setup are very important with a security. So one, we get the right security company. Two, we get the right costing. Three, we get the right setup. So yeah. Those are three important things so far with security. And then, of course, have a look at the, don't just take the first guy that comes along and says, you know, this is the system we're going to put in.
Make sure
that you get two or three quotes.
Yeah, yeah.
And make sure that you're happy. You know, different people give different things. Don't say, oh, my friend, Wayne, he tells me he uses XYZ security. He's never had a problem. They're very good. I'm going to use them too.
Don't do that.
Make sure you get a counter quote. Evaluate the technology and equipment. Make sure that it's going to suit your home. Because it suits his home, it might not suit
your yours. Home. Yes, yes.
There are many things that you need to take into consideration. You know, is the equipment, the quality of the equipment that they use, if they're cameras and sensors mm-hmm. and smart doorbells. These days they have an outside light that's got a camera on it that picks up any movement from the gate in. You know, you need to see what it is. You need to see the data privacy that's involved. Can somebody log into it?
Mm.
Can the security company employees, as has happened in many instances in and around the world, where they monitor and they themselves break in because they know how to fool the system? So you've got to watch that. You've got to watch the accuracy, you know, and the updates on the system is very important too. With software these days, you've forever got updates. So check what they've got, how often they update, how often they come and chat to you and that type of thing. In other words, review your contracts carefully.
Yeah.
Make sure that you enter into a contract. You know, somebody the other day told me that upcountry, it was an out-of-town person, he says every 6 months his insurance is looked at because he gets his security company to upgrade it to see what he's got.
Okay.
He gets his broker to check on his values of motor vehicles, of furniture, what he's insured, new stuff that perhaps needed to be added and things like that. So you need to review the security contract as you do with insurance, with vehicles, with everything, and make sure that you're aware what the contract contains and what you're signing for. Don't just sign a contract. Read it properly. Make sure you understand it. And like I always say to people when they come to me, oh, we can't ask questions because you'll think they're silly. There's never, ever a silly question with a contract. If you don't understand something or you need something more on it, you must ask. I never, ever say to my clients, what a silly question. What are you thinking?
Yes.
But you know how many people feel that way? You know, nothing is silly. Every question means something to a person that doesn't understand something or wants clarity. So, you know, have a look at that.
Yeah.
And, of course, what's also important is that you build up a good relationship with your security company. You know, make sure that you're able to phone them and don't say, oh, there's Peter Allen phoning again, the nuisance. He phones for everything, you know, that shouldn't be there. You know, you need to work up a relationship with them so that they, when you phone, they know that you're genuine. You don't have to phone every 5 minutes. I know it happens. Oh, there's somebody at the front gate looking in my yard. You know, you don't have to phone for something like that. It's, you know, you've got to monitor that person and see. Is the person just looking in and moving on? If the person persists, yes, then it's a good call. And that's what you need to do. Communicate directly with it. And then, of course, most important is you know, that if you've got an alarm system or a security company, make sure that you report issues timeously. Very, very important. You know, some people hold on. Some people only come after the event.
Yeah.
Some people try to sort things themselves. Push that alarm bell. Let the company come if there's somebody in the middle of the night outside your gate, trying to open your gate and that type of thing. Also, this day and age, I suppose, something else that we need to take into account is, you know, power often goes out. So make sure that you've got backup power or that it has a battery that will last for 2 or 3 hours and that type of thing. and you know, your upgrades. Make sure that you attend to your upgrades. Don't come along and you forgot to upgrade your system and now it doesn't do the right thing anymore. Mm. It's old fashioned and can't get through. So, you know, it's there. You know, you need to make sure that you're living in a safe environment. You need to make sure that if you've got an alarm system, if you're protecting your home, whatever system you have in there, that you do protect it, like we said, against housebreaking, against house robbery, against theft, against, malicious damage to property is another aspect covered by your protection of a home. You know, you get people that steal gates, you get people that
steal gate motors,
you get people that steal the meters, you get, you know, the people still pop off your walls and that type of thing. These are all aspects that you need to protect.
And make sure also that your policies cover those types of things.
Yeah, that's very important. You know, your insurance goes with your protection. So you need to make sure and you need to check that you're covered. I mean, a lot of people just take for granted, oh, I'm covered. You need to read your policy carefully. These days, there are so many exclusions to policies to save costs because insurance is so high, because false claims are put in and things like that, which don't help towards, you get people that put in a false claim, they're only going to pay me 80% of the value, so I might as well add a few items to make that up. And, you know, so wrong. You know, karma gets you in the end. It'll come up and catch you. That I'm a firm believer of that. Only claim what you need. If you're open and honest, the broker and the insurance company will come to your aid correctly as well.
They will help you out.
Yeah, protection is important. We had the thing on firearms. This is another series now, which is the protection side of it. So, you know, weapons and then protection, they all fit into the same category.
Right. And very important in this particular case, if I can summarize it, it's physical protection as well as financial protection from crime, effectively what you've covered in the chat today.
Absolutely.
Great. And Peter, if somebody wants to reach you, maybe they need to just get some advice, how can they get in touch with Alam's attorneys?
They can like us on Facebook, just add a S, A-L-L-A-M for Mary, S for sugar. Like us on Facebook, you'll find all the chats on there and things like that. They can find it on Wild Coast FM as well. Our chats are put on there. They can find the topics and they can make a call to us. We're situated at 6 Sansom Road in Berea, the little side street where Pep Stores is in Devra Avenue. 043-7211-018.
Great.
Repeat, 043-7211-018.
Thank you, Peter. Have a great week and look forward to chatting again next week, Monday.